Chapter 9. What would it need to accept me? You would never accept myself, as the prophet returned.
As I just don't match your expectations. You do not even have any humor to understand cartoons about Muhammad.
This world has cartoons about everybody, and I don't mind. Humor is a divine thing, and I can well laugh about cartoons concerning my person.
I repeat, humor is divine. Terror is not. God does not care if one carries a beard or not. He doesn't either care about headscarves. What God cares about is the loving heart and peaceful deeds. Got it? He cares about your maturity and divine connection, and while having a look on the position of Islam, a tsunami of divine tears was about to flood earth. Listen to what I am telling you now. The only Muslims who were truly able to reform Islam are your women.
But you would not let them, right?
You would rather murder all of them before allowing them into political and religious positions.
But I repeat, women could reform the Islam, because they have kept their hearts and empathy. They have kept loving their children while you, the males, have misused them as birthing machines to produce more fundamentalistic sons to go against their sisters and mothers, brainwashed like their fathers and forefathers. If you truly want to change something to save your darkened souls, you must get rid of your perverse mullahs preaching on behalf of the Shechtan. And then, I'm going to tell you another thing which you certainly do not love to hear. There is a cosmic hierarchy. God, the Eternal Father, is superior over all, but he has sons running parts of his universe. And these parts are named local universes.
His sons due to do this are called the Michael sons.
And Michael stands for the Most High after God. These can also have sons, who are going to be occupied in the local universes. Now, the Michael son running the universe this planet is a part of, is called Christ.
Stay calm.
He is the one who has visited this place personally before I came with the order to strengthen his mission.